Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, do we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's two-hour radio spectacular. Yes, Megan Haney-Greer is going to join us show today.
No way!
No, it's true.
Unbelievable.
Fresh from her show Treasure Quest, Snake Island on Discovery Channel. You know, we had her on right before it debuted a few weeks ago. They are coming up to the season finale here this coming Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and actually Pacific as well. But I love the show. And Megan is going to come here to basically spill the beans on the grand finale.
I don't think she's going to.
I think she's going to give us all the spoilers and everything that we need to know. And but you'll still want to watch the show.
She could have given us all of that before the show started, because it was all already recorded.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have watched it, and you wanted to you want to watch the show. It actually is a very, very good show. I got to tell you, and I'm not just saying that because we've known Megan for so many years doing this goofy little show. Snake Island, just really entertaining show. Right up there with Deadliest Catch. And, you know, a little bit of Indiana Jones is in there, some diving's in there, and snakes and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's a lot of Indiana Jones, Greg.
Yes, a lot of Indiana Jones stuff for sure. Bubble Boy agrees. So, you know, we got Megan coming up on the show today. If that weren't enough, big, big announcement in our radio world when it comes to Scuba Radio, and I'll share this with you right now. We have just inked a brand new distribution deal for Scuba Radio and all our shows. World of Boating and Just Plain Radio, by the way, are included in this this new syndication agreement as well. But we have signed on with a big new network that means more radio stations are going to have access to picking up Scuba Radio across the country and beyond, and we are very fortunate to be in this position, and it is because of your support and the fact that you guys like listening in on our little two-hour, you know, escapade every week that has led to this. So I thank you for your support, and it's going to be very exciting over the next couple months because, you know, the new network's going to be putting a big a full-court press on a lot of new radio stations to give them access to our two little, you know, our two-hour little radio show, spectacular about diving. So, and it's all about sharing the love of scuba, and now we'll be in a, you know, be in a bigger platform to do so more effectively. So that's very nice. If that weren't enough,
and it's not,
never is. You know, we got our good buddy Eric Douglas on via the web today as well, joining Bill the producer and Bubble Boy. Because Eric is a, you know, he's just a good friend of the show. But today is finally the day that we are releasing worldwide the new book that Eric's written that features the Scuba Radio crew. Eric, well, welcome to the show, first off. How you doing, buddy?
Eric? He doesn't know.
He has no clue.
He is uncertain how he is. There are ways that he thinks he is. There are things that he thinks about. But how he is... you know, when you're a writer like Eric Douglas,
yeah,
and you've written all these books, you lose yourself. Your sense of self is gone, and then you ask a question like, "How are you?" And he thinks,
yeah,
"How am I?"
He's placing orders right now.
He's placing orders. Maybe that's what it is.
He's loading books into boxes and shipping them off to points unknown.
Yeah,
he is not.
Huh?
He is not a person who can take that sort of self introspection. It causes him to break down.
Yeah.
You can ask him about his books all you want. You can ask him about the characters he's created, but don't ask, Eric, how are you? Who are you? Who's the real Eric Douglas? Well, you can't ask those questions.
We could.
You won't get an answer.
It's 50-50.
It's radio, Greg. You don't ask questions that you don't know the answer to. We already know the answer is you don't know the answer.
I have no idea what you're saying, but
this is deep. This is deep philosophical stuff here.
No, Eric is there with us. Are you? Eric, can you hear me? Hello?
Eric, can you hear me? Eric, can you see me?
I guess he can't. I thought he could. That's weird. I don't know. We might be having some kind of internet.
He is curled up.
They need to unmute
the internets.
He is curled up in a fetal position on the floor, shaking violently because you probed into the depths of his soul by asking him the most probing question you can ask a writer, that you can ask an author.
Yeah. Which is what? Are you
How
there?
Are you?
How are
How
you?
How are you?
Yeah. Well, that could be. We'll get something working. I think something might have happened to his connection that we had with Eric, but we'll get that established here shortly, no doubt. But yeah, this is the day that Withrow Key, the new novel called Lionfish that Eric has written, is being released to the world in paperback form and as an ebook.
Okay.
So you can go to Amazon.com and get this new book. And, you know, we've talked about this in on previous shows, as Eric did call and try to establish, you know, some stuff with us as far as, like, coming up with some storylines and that kind of thing. And we did work a couple ideas out, and he incorporated them into his story, as well as using the characters of from our crew, like Bill the producer.
I am featured prominently in this book, and I believe it is a real true depiction of who I am at the core of my being. So when you're reading this book and you say, you know what, I've always wondered what Bill the producer is like, this book, and Eric doesn't know me that well until he starts writing, and then he can peer into my soul.
Well, just for the record, Bill's appearance first started as bald guy number two. So take it for what it's worth.
I'm reasonably certain, however, that Patrick Stewart is going to probably be asked to play me in the movie version of Lionfish.
Okay, if you say so.
And CJ will be played by Don Rickles.
That could be. That would be pretty good casting, actually.
That wouldn't be bad at all. You meatball.
But Bubble Boy's in it, as well as the Scuba Cowboy. And then we got Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yes.
And Mermaid Tiffany are both prominently featured in this novella as well.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate. You know, Tiffany, we had talks underway for the casting of Tiffany. Then Joan Rivers died. So she wasn't available that would have been
Lindsay
perfect
Lohan.
Casting.
She will stab you with a dull butter knife for that comment.
Repeatedly. We're hoping that George Clooney can free up his schedule to play Jimmy the Bubble Boy. And Daryl Hammonds has volunteered to appear as his Colonel Sanders character to be Greg the Dive Master. So all of those are possibilities for casting as they cast Lionfish, now available on paperback and as an ebook. Lionfish, L-Y-I-N, apostrophe, fish. Lionfish, a novella in the Withrow
yeah.
Key series by Eric Douglas. Booksbyeric.com is where you can go and find it today.
Yeah, okay. Well, and we are going to get Eric back on the line.
I'm sure. I have every confidence. I have some confidence. I thought maybe it would happen. I thought, no, he can't make it. I thought, no, definitely not. I thought, no, why would he call us back? He hates us. And he hates you in particular.
No. He just hates you. He likes me.
You're the one who's peering into his soul. You're the one who's saying, Eric, take your heart, lay it on the table, we will crush it. That's what you're doing, Greg.
Yeah,
this is what you do to these authors. You don't understand the artist's spirit.
That's not true. I totally get it. I helped Eric construct this little...
See, this is the thing that every artist wants to hear. Oh, you helped me. Without me, you were nothing. This is why people hang up on us,
no,
Greg.
No, I consulted, didn't I, Eric? What would be my contribution? How would you phrase it? What would you say, Eric? What do you think?
It was a collaboration.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Eric is more generous of spirit than we give him credit
for. I kind of wanted a title. No, collaboration's fine.
Co-author?
No, not co-author. Consultant, maybe.
Greg, you were my muse.
When I sat at my keyboard, unable to think of the next word, I closed my eyes, I breathed deeply, and I thought of you naked. And then suddenly I said, I can't close my eyes, I must type! I must type! Typing must continue!
Oh, God help us. All right, well, if this is any sign of how things are going to go today, well, stick around. It's kind of like a car wreck. You got to slow down and rubberneck next to you. You hear what I'm saying? All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, y'all. This is Nikki Lee, Miss May 2012, Playboy Playmate, and radio host of Playmates Presents on SiriusXM Playboy Radio 102 and Fantasy Sports Radio.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But when I'm not doing that, I'm checking out Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Now, here's a guy who seems a little too impressed with his air hose, but at least he knows how to work it. Greg the Dive Master.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Like it?
Really, Greg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's she laughing at?
I'm sexy and I know it.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer. Also, via the web, we have Eric Douglas. And by the way, Jerry the Diver Guy is standing by as well. We're going to talk to him as well. Jerry, how are you, buddy? Just check in and say hi, if nothing else.
All right.
That was
what's
Jerry.
It going on?
What's it going on? That was pretty good. That I knew the difference between Bill trying to imitate Jerry and actually Jerry. But
he gets close.
Yeah, he does, but he doesn't quite have it down just yet.
Well, you know what? It's almost exclusively because I do not have the patience.
He needs more spring water.
I need to be lubricated.
Jerry is just more laid back than I can be.
You think so? And
I'm telling you right now.
Too.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I envy people that can be as relaxed and calm as Jerry the Diver.
Not on your back.
Well, you know, Jerry's in West Virginia and Eric is in Virginia.
No.
Oh.
No.
You reverse.
Reverse it.
Jerry the Diver guy is definitely in Virginia.
Okay. And then Eric is in West Virginia. So what I was going to say is, really, the bottom line is we have all the Virginias represented or something like that. I don't know. Except the East, North, and South.
And Virginia Wolf.
I hate to even bring this up, but have you ever seen a map?
No.
I'm just asking.
Are you at all
familiar with, I don't know, the country of the United States?
Let's talk about Withrow Key.
About Withrow Key.
Lionfish. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Jerry's not mentioned in this, but maybe in a future episode he will be. He didn't quite make this cut. It could happen,
We'll see what we can do.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, he had already had a moonshine element in one of the earlier stories, so that kind of took Jerry out of the picture. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. But this story is very entertaining. I think I gave Jerry an advanced copy, I believe. Jerry, you got a glance at this, didn't you, or did you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You did like it. Okay.
I loved it.
It is a great story.
He's not in it. He enjoyed it. That's good. See? And that was what I was trying to find out is even if you're not listed in the book or, you know, one of the featured characters, you can still find it as an enjoyable read. Right, Eric?
Because normally the only books you read are books with you as a character in them. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that's for me, but I, you know, Jerry was what I was going to put out as an example of that. So actually that question was to Jerry, not Eric. So
you think Jerry only reads books about Jerry?
No, don't put words in my mouth. But Jerry, you liked it. Whether you're in it or not, it didn't matter. You enjoyed the story.
I really enjoyed my autobiography.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He did. He enjoyed it. There you go. And Bill, you read it too, didn't you, or did you?
I did.
Okay.
Do you have
a comment?
What? It's a great book. It's
Except
a great
for the
read.
Part that you're in? Is that what you were going to go with?
It is a very good read. It is, like all the books that Eric has put together, it has a little something for boaters, it has a little something for divers, and it's got a little something for people that just like a good story.
Yeah.
And maybe more than a little bit for that. Yeah. And it's not one of these things, you know, you watch TV shows about divers, or I watch TV shows that have radio people in it, and I say, do the people that wrote this know anyone that does radio professionally? And I look at it and I say, well, there's no way you could do that. That's
what
just
do
stupid. That's not
the,
what it's
this
like.
This story is a very true-to-life story.
When you read Eric Douglas books, you say, all right, well, there's a guy that knows about diving. That's just what it is. It's a guy that knows about diving, writing about people that know about diving, and you never once get distracted from the story because the things which he's talking about doing are things which you couldn't do.
Yeah,
and
but
it makes it a great story for.
But
divers.
I don't know, Eric. Can we say that Lionfish's latest, episode or novella in the series of Withrow Key is based on true events or inspired by true events? We could say that, maybe, couldn't we?
I think we can safely say that without getting sued.
Yeah. And, first of all, I get to take out a bad guy with a stepping sidekick because of my Taekwondo. And Bill, I'd be happy to, you know, give an example of how that could actually happen.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll keep talking. And Jimmy, stand up right over here.
Heck no.
No, there are some elements to this story that, you're just going to have to read it. To know
that's
what I'm
probably
talking.
Smart. The way you promote a book is not by telling people all the good parts.
Well, I'm not. What, you think that was one of the good parts? Come on.
Well, Greg,
I think there are quite a few good parts.
Who was it that actually ended up coming up with the name for the story? Because remember, I originally had a working title that wasn't quite as snappy, but I don't remember who it was. Was it Bill or was it somebody else from the Scuba Radio crew
actually
suggested?
I would say that I suggested a name which was a little bit less
what?
Obvious.
What do you mean less
a
obvious?
A little more punny. I wanted a name that was a little bit. I don't think I came up with the actual name, though.
But you just suggested we tweak.
I suggested that there be a tweak, and I think in that conversation, somebody else came up with this idea. Yeah, maybe even Greg.
I believe it was CJ and I.
It might have been.
We're comparing notes on it, and then he said something, and then I thought, hey, wait, lionfish? It's like lion. It would be like lionfish.
There it is. See, I suggested there be something punnier. So what I did like a management job. I said, here's a good story. You did good here. Maybe if you just punch this up a little bit over here and punch that up a little bit over there and fix this a little bit over there. That was pretty much my job. My job. And so I can take full credit for everything because I said, maybe you should do something different.
Very funny. Very funny.
It's a great story, though. Yeah. It's fantastic.
But regardless who came up with it, it doesn't really matter. It
wasn't me.
The results are what matter, and I think it is very entertaining, and especially if you're a scuba diver and you've listened to the show at all over the years, I think you're going to find a few little nuggets in there that'll make you grin just a tad.
Which is better than the nuggets we normally find later.
But even
here.
If you took that element out of it, the stories are the story itself is just good. It's
Eric
solid.
Eric Douglas writes good stories, and he writes good stories that you can learn stuff from, and he writes good stories like this one.
Yeah,
this is not a lesson. There's no lesson to be learned here.
I get to fly a plane.
It's entertainment.
Get to use Taekwondo. I mean, I really wish I could be this person.
I got to tell you what, the Greg Holt that's in Lionfish is someone that we could all aspire to be.
Including Greg.
Especially Greg.
Okay.
And if Daryl Hammond is available to play you as Colonel Sanders, I think it would be perfect.
It's entirely different.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen. We'll turn this thing into a movie or something. Lionfish, now available at booksbyeric.com, and then that'll get you the link to Amazon where you can order it now. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up shortly after a Dan tip, we have Megan Haney-Greer from that new show, Treasure Quest, Snake Island. Season finale is next Friday, and she's going to come on and give us a little sneak peek on what to expect. And if you've been watching that show, I think you'd be just as captivated as I. I'm finding it quite entertaining. One of the best shows out there.
Are you
not
a character in this show?
There's a couple people on the show that I kind of can relate to, and I'm like, hey, I could do that.
The herpetologist?
He is kind of an ass, so I'm just saying. But we'll talk to Macon about that in just a bit. In the meantime, we got Eric Douglas on via the web, and the new book, Lionfish. We've been talking about this over the last a couple months at least. Eric's written the Scuba Radio crew into his latest novella in the Withrow Key series.
So how many books are there in the Withrow Key series?
This is the ninth story in the Withrow Key series.
So number nine. You are almost caught up with the Hardy Boys.
Oh, jeez.
I believe they have 420-something.
And counting. I think they're still going on, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, how this came to be is that Eric was doing these stories, and he was bringing in people from the dive industry and incorporating them into these characters that he had developed for this series of books he wrote. And
is writing. Still writing. He's still writing them.
And
because
I said,
he can't close his eyes.
I said, hey, what about working Scuba Radio into one of these things? Could that be a possibility? And he goes, oh, my gosh, that'd be a great idea. And then next thing you know, he calls me up 2 weeks later and says, okay, I got it. I'm like, what? You know, just
it's all done.
Yeah, it was all done, and it was actually really good right out of the box.
I think it took a little bit longer than 2 weeks. But
maybe just a tad. But he really came up with the story very quick. And then we just kind of tweaked it a little bit. He asked me a few questions, worked in some specifics, and there you go. Now it's out. And you can get it in paperback form or hard copy, you know, tangible form, or get it as an ebook. And you'll thank me later if you do. All right, more coming up after the Dan tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, "Does the wetsuit make me look fat?" question.
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, "No, it's not the wetsuit."
Oh, come on!
And...
You haven't even tried donuts yet!
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny, but it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. A doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan, good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We're back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and, you know, a very special treat right now because a good friend of the show from a long, long time ago is Megan Haney Greer, and she is the star of Treasure Quest Snake Island on Discovery Channel right now. Megan, how are you? Are you there?
Hello. I am here, and I'm doing very well. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, yeah. Back at you. Now, okay, so we talked at the beginning of the season of this new show you were doing. Quote, what an adventure. I mean, I was able to get a sneak peek before it actually aired, and I knew this was going to turn into a cool or going to be a pretty cool show to watch on Discovery, but I had no idea it was going to take the twists and turns as it has. I mean, this thing is, I don't know what it's doing totally on the ratings side. I've heard it's doing pretty good, but man, what a cool show. Are you happy with how things are going with this or what, Megan?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, I am. It was an epic adventure to live through there on the ground, and you know, I think that they did. You never know how it's going to turn out, right?
We were
there for almost 3 months, and we were filming every day. I mean, to where you forget that the cameras are following you around because they're just, you know, ever present. And so you kind of, I mean, it's a wild experience, you know, to see it on TV as well, just because I hadn't seen any of it put together. So as these are airing on Friday night, that's when I'm seeing them, and the rest of the crew is seeing them for the first time as well. So I am very happy with how the show came out. I think that Mac Pictures, the production company, did a great job. I know it was really difficult for them to like pare everything down and,
yeah,
you know, all the things that end up on the editing room floor, you know. But we can't take over Discovery Channel for 3 months. I mean, let's face it, you know, that's how much footage we have.
Well, you should. You've probably got enough,
right,
to do that, as it looked like to me. But yeah, I mean, when you guys did this was like a 3 or 4 month period, and they've condensed it into 6 episodes. Am I right? Is that what has happened?
That's right.
Which is kind of crazy that they've done that much in that short amount of time. But I imagine.
They really have squeezed it in there, and it is, you know, one twist and turn after another, and there's more coming. So, you know, the finale is this coming Friday, and it's worth the watch. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed for season two, because I'm ready for another adventure.
Well, I bet. And from what I've been seeing on, the ratings, it's being received pretty well, isn't it? Or what do you know?
Yeah, it's doing very well from what I understand in the ratings, and, you know, and I think it was just kind of the perfect storm of everything with the crew and the, you know, the expedition team, and then Mac Pictures doing their end of the bargain, putting together, you know, putting the pieces together in a really good way on the post-production side. So,
Man,
and the graphics.
Yeah.
How have you been loving the graphics that they're doing? Those are so cool. I'm so thrilled with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is put together well. I mean, it just looks like a really good show, right up there with, you know, Deadliest Catch and all the other big shows Discovery has. I mean, it's produced well. The content's good. The storyline's great. Little bit of reality TV in there as well. I mean, there's some play between the characters on your expedition that is quite entertaining if you're into that whole kind of like, I don't know. I wouldn't say The Bachelor or anything, but there's definitely some tension between some of the crew members, which makes it just a little bit more entertaining in my mind. I kind of love it. I think it's a winner all the way around. But let's talk about the finale. I mean, because you guys did, you know, they're condensing a lot in this 6 week run, and obviously you lived, so I guess that's not really a spoiler. But when you watch,
I make it out alive. Yeah. I'm sorry to, you know, spoil it for anybody.
but when you watch the show, you kind of think like, holy crap! I mean, you guys' lives were definitely in jeopardy several times. It looked like to me, is that played up a little bit for TV, or were you really nervous a few times?
You know, the actual dangers there and the things that we were, you know, the terrain we were going through and the volume of snakes and those dangers were things you just could not fake. I mean, they are real. They are happening. if I had been bitten, man, we were out in the middle of nowhere. And so all of that is like, yeah, there's no way to fabricate that. We were, if anything would have went down, and I mean, things were happening. Like you said, there were twists and turns everywhere. So no, it really was, hair raising and nerve wracking many times while we were out there.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't look like there was a lot of acting going on, I guess is my point. I mean, they edit this stuff up to make it sound a little bit more dramatic sometimes, but you can watch the show and realize that you guys aren't faking anything. This happened and you went through the whole process. And, you did a little bit of everything. I mean, you had diving in there. You had the snakes on Snake Island. They could have killed you. I mean, as far as the diving, what about that? Was there one particular dive that stood out the most? Well, I'll tell you what, Megan, hold on. We got to take a quick break because I have so many questions. Can you tell I've been watching this show more than I should have? You know, and it's not just because we know Megan. It's because it's a great show on Discovery. Fridays, 10 o'clock Eastern Time and Pacific. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master's Scuba Diver today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
What the hell? I don't know what that was. I apologize, Megan. Megan Henny Greer is our guest right now from Treasure Quest Snake Island on Discovery Channel. And we're talking about the season finale that airs this Friday on Discovery, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific, Mountain Time, 8 and 10, all kinds of different times. Right, Megan?
They're running it a lot. 9 Central, I guess, something like that. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, if you miss the live broadcast on Friday, yeah, they'll probably replay it throughout the weekend and whatever. But just check it out. Treasure Quest, DVR, whatever you need to do. Be well worth the effort because I'm enjoying it immensely. I really am. And just to reiterate what you said earlier, you and the cast from the show are seeing this for the first time when it airs on Fridays as well. Am I right? You didn't get it like advanced screenings other than...
No, that's absolutely right. So, yeah, I've asked and begged, and they were like, nope, you got to watch it with everybody else.
Yeah.
So we're watching it the first run. And then, also on Tuesday night, they do a rerun of the latest episode, but it's called a Reloaded episode. So they have been asking us all these like good insider information tidbits and stuff, fun facts that they're putting at the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
And then they also put in, they're calling it lost footage. So there's additional scenes on the rerun on Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool too.
It is. Well, you know, and I know you're using a lot of, the skills that you've learned over the years with anthropology and your diving skills and that kind of thing. How do you like how you're being portrayed on the show so far? I would imagine you're pretty happy, aren't you? Look great.
Yeah, definitely. I think, overall, I think that they're doing a great job of portraying everybody very, very true to our normal character. The only thing is I usually watch my tongue pretty well on camera. So I probably said 2 cuss words the whole three months we were there.
Right.
And they keep reusing them.
Of course.
And bleeping it out.
Yeah.
And my mom, I was like, I'm not going to swear all over camera, Mom. I swear, you know, that they're bleeping me out every month. So that's
yeah.
I guess they thought I wasn't swearing enough.
Yeah, well, you know, it adds drama. As well as some of the other characters.
That, there were a lot of times where I was just literally biting my tongue because it was nerve-wracking. There were a lot of situations where, you know, Cappy kind of had this phrase. He'd say, you know, cheated death one more time. And man, I'll tell you what, that was on replay while we were there. We felt like we were cheating death on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, just those snakes alone on Snake Island would definitely make you have to change your shorts a few times during the day, I'm guessing. Because they're all over the place when you're watching
they're
you guys trek
everywhere.
Through the that rainforest there in Brazil. I mean, it was crazy how one bite would take you out pretty much, right? On one of these type of snakes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the idea too is that we're so far away from any kind of help. We had I don't think they covered this too much on the show yet, and I don't know if they will. Like I said, I haven't seen the last episode yet, but. You know, there's anti-venom that you're required to have with you, but they won't use it on you unless you cannot get off of the island for weather. So that means you're, I would say, minimum with perfect everything getting you to emergency services. You're like 5-6 hours away. And, you know, Brian, our snake guy, always said, hey, time is tissue. So you get bitten by one of these things, the best thing that can happen to you, like, best case scenario, something turns black and falls off, you know, and that's like a good bite.
Wow.
In a non-bad spot.
Yeah. Well, all the scary stuff aside, what about the diving? Did you enjoy the dives? I mean, they're covering that a little bit on the show, but I would guess there were a lot of dives that didn't make the final cut. Did you enjoy diving around the island there just from that standpoint or what?
I really did enjoy it a lot. On some of them, the biz was kind of crazy because we were dealing with various weather conditions and stuff like that, but
yeah.
But, you know, that's par for the course. Some days are crystal clear and some days are murky and whatever. But, no, it was a beautiful area to dive down there, dealing with a lot of different currents and the surge going up on shore with all the sea urchins and different things like that. But
but
it was a beautiful spot. They didn't show all the dives. Obviously, they couldn't because we did a lot of diving. But, I still maintain I would have loved more diving. So.
Yeah, well, wouldn't we all? Now, for the season finale, obviously you haven't seen it yet, but does it lend itself to a season 2, or can you say that much or not without having to shoot us and kill us or whatever? I don't know how that
Right. Like, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Right.
You know, I can't say too much more about it. I'm hoping for a second 2 if there was some way that they'd be able to make that happen, with kind of the course of the adventure, but we'll see. I would love to do that, and you know, I covered also a lot of stuff in there, which I thought was supposed to be in this last episode, but they might have cut it out for some reason, or maybe it's going to be on this Reloaded episode on Tuesday, but I do a little marine conservation bit just because, you know, I was picking up, and actually Brian as well, he's a big marine conservationist or conservationist in general, but we were picking up, like, you know, we're way out there, way offshore, and we're picking up plastic trash on this deserted island, right? So,
yeah.
You know, it was like a really cool time to cover some of that issue and just the marine conservation side of stuff. And
I'm hip.
All
right, well, maybe season two would be a little bit more palatable for you, too. Treasure Quest, instead of Snake Island, how about Fuzzy Bunny Island or something? Would you'd prefer
right?
something like that, I guess, right? That's all that matters. Treasure Quest on Discovery Channel, season finale next Friday. Make sure you check it out. And we thank Megan for joining us this hour on The Big Show. Hour two is on deck. Much more to cover right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.